Today's Mishnah is Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and we are Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach at the beginning of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So the first three prakim of Masechtas Brachos deal with the mitzvah of Kriyishma. It's a mitzvah that every single person is familiar with. It's a mitzvah that we do twice a day, Be'ahava. We say three parashiyas in the Torah. The first parasha in the Torah begins, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvayd Machusay La'olam Vad, and it goes into the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. The second parsha of Kriyishma is the parsha of V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmu. And the third parsha of Kriyishma is what's also known as the parsha of Tzitzes. V'yoymer Hashem al Moshe Leymer, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'yomarta Aleim V'asu Lahem Tzitzes. There's a discussion in the Gemara, in Masechtas Brachos, whether the mitzvah of Kriyishma is a mitzvah d'Oraisa or a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. There's a machloikis tanoim, whether we paskin that Kriyishma is a mitzvah d'Oraisa or Kriyishma is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Regardless, Kriyishma is definitely one of the mitzvahs that defines the Jew more than anything else. Everyone's heard stories of Yidden breathing their last breath and yelling at as loud as they possibly can, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Talmud Bavli, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah begins with the mitzvah of Kriyishma, and on that note, we are going to jump right in to the mitzvah of Kriyishma. So like we said, that the mitzvah of Kriyishma is a mitzvah that you do twice. You do it in the morning, you do it in the evening. The first Mishnah of Masechtas Brachos deals with the mitzvah of Kriyishma Shel Arvis, the mitzvah of Kriyishma that we recite in the evening. The second Mishnah is going to deal with the mitzvah of Kriyishma Shel Shachris, the mitzvah of Kriyishma that we recite in the morning. Zok the Mishnah, Mi Emosai Koirin Eshema Ba'Arvis. What's the earliest time one can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyishma? Meaning, when is it considered night, so that if somebody wants to now be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyishma, this would be the earliest possible time to do it. So what the Mishnah really could say is, as soon as there are three stars outside, as soon as the Kechavim emerge, what we know as Tzeisa Kechavim, that's when Laila is. But instead of giving a straightforward answer to a very straightforward question, the Mishnah gives a little bit of a more long-winded answer. That is, Mishosha Kehanim Nechnasin Lecha B'Trumasin. The earliest time that a person can recite Kriyishma is from the time that the Kehanim, who were Tame, were able to eat Truma. Now, if a Kohen becomes Tame, he was not allowed to eat Truma. What would he have to do in order for him to be able to eat Truma? He would have to become tar. Now, depending on what type of tumah he had, that would determine what that tahira process is. But one thing that every single tumah person has in common is at the end of his tumah, he has to go to the mikvah. Not just that. Even after he goes to the mikvah, he has to wait until the sun sets. The evening after he goes to the mikvah, that's when he becomes tar. So says the Mishnah, you want to know when night is? Think of a kohen who became tameh, who now went to the mikvah. He wants to eat truma. He can't eat truma yet because he's not tar. When will he be tar? When the sun sets. When the sun sets, it's going to be night for that kohen to be able to eat truma. When the sun sets, it's considered night. That's when a person can say Kriyishma if he so chooses. Okay, so that's the earliest time that you could say Kriyishma. What's the latest time you could say Kriyishma? That's already machloek. It says the Mishnah, Tzoyfa Ashmura Rishayna. It's until the end of the first Ashmura. So the Gemara, in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, discusses what exactly these Ashmurois are. These are different watches, literally, but different periods that the night is divided into. It's really related to things that are going on in Shemayim, things that are above our pay grade. But the Gemara says, according to one mandama anyways, that the night is divided into three Ashmuras. So essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that you want to know the latest time that you'd be able to say Kriyishma, it's up until one third of the night, or 4 hours into the night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. No, if you want, you can say Kriyishma even later. You can say Kriyishma up until Chatzais, which is the midway point of the night. Rabbi Gamliel, is a third sheet. He said, you're able to say Kriyishma until the entire morning. So what's the earliest time you could say Kriyishma? nighttime. Mishosh akoyhanim nichnasan lachal betrumasan. What's the latest time that you could say kriya shma shel arvis? So ostensibly we have three shitas. The first sheet is at soif ashmura rishayna, up until 4 hours into the night. The second sheet is until chatzois, until the midway point of the night. The third sheet is you actually have the whole night. Ad shiala muda shachar, until morning, you'd be able to say kriya shma, says the Mishnah. Maisa, there was a story shabau banov mi beis hamishta. Rabbi Gamliel's sons had been at a party and they came back from this party. Amrulai, and they came to their father, Rabbi Gamliel, and they said, "Oi, like Karinu Asashma, we didn't read Kriyishma. Is it too late? Can we still say Kriyishma?" Amalehem. So what did Rabbi Gamliel tell him? Lishitasa. He said, "Amloy olam mudashachar chayav matam likros. As long as it's not morning yet, if the mudashachar didn't rise yet, so then you're still obligated to say Kriyishma." But Rabbi Gamliel preempted his sons, and he told them, "I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the Chachamim said you only let us say Kriya Shema until Chatzais. And being that the Chachamim said you only let us say Kriya Shema until Chatzais, maybe it shouldn't be okay, because really, Chatzais already passed." So Rabbi Gamliel told them, it's true that the Chachamim said that. But at the same time, the only reason they said Chatzais was because they wanted that you shouldn't forget to say Kriya Shema, you shouldn't fall asleep. So therefore they said, Lekatchila, ideally try to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. But really, between me and you, you could say Kriya Shema the whole night. And then he added and he said, V'loy zubavad. It's not only true with regards to Kriya Shema that the Chachamim said until Chatzos, even though really you have the whole night to do it. There are other examples, this precedent for this as well. Kol Masha Amru Chachamim Mat Chatzos. In fact, anytime the Chachamim said there's a mitzvah to do something until Chatzos, really, if you wanted to do it the whole night, you would have the right to do it the whole night. And Rabbi Gamliel then gave two examples of this. Two kachim examples. Number one, Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim Mitzvasan Ad She'yala Amud HaShachar. So one of the avoidas that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was they would take the fats and the limbs of certain karbonos. These were fats that the Kehanim were not allowed to eat, and they would burn it on the Mizbeach. Now, the mitzvah of burning the fats on the Mizbeach was a very, very unique mitzvah, very unique avoida. The reason it was unique is because this was an avodah that you were able to do at night. Most avodahs that were done in the Beis HaMikdash had to be done during the day. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. This was an avodah that you were able to do at night. Now, the Chachamim said that you're supposed to do it before Chatzos. After Chatzos, don't do it anymore. But said Rabbi Gamliel, it's not true. Really, if you want to do it the whole night, you can do it the whole night. But at the same time, the Chachamim just wanted to make sure you're going to get it done. And for that reason, they said, do it until Chatzos. Another example, he said, was, V'chol ha'necholim li'yom v'layla. Anything in Kachem that you're supposed to eat for a day and a night, mitzvasan ad she'yala amud hashachar. Really, if you want to eat it, ad she'yala amud hashachar, that's something that you'd be allowed to do. What's this discussing? This is discussing the meat of Kachem. So basar Kachem has to be eaten for a certain period of time. How much time? So it depends what type of kachim it is. Kachim kalim, you could eat for 2 days and a night. Kachi kadashim, you could only eat for a day and a night. So for example, if somebody has kachi kadashim, a kohen wants to eat the meat of a carbon chatas. If the carbon was brought Tuesday morning, you'd be able to eat it the entire Tuesday, plus you'd be able to eat it Tuesday night. That entire night, you'd be able to eat it. Now here too, the Chachamim said, you're supposed to eat it until Chatzos. But said Rabbi Gamliel, really, mitzvah sanat she'yala mudashachar. Really, there's a mitzvah. If you want, you could eat it until mudashachar. So said Rabbi Gamliel to his sons, he said, so let me explain to you what's going on here. I'm telling you, Kriya Shema at Chatzos, really, you have the whole night to say Kriya Shema. When it comes to the mitzvah of haktarah, one of the avodas that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, at Chatzos, really you have the whole night to do it. Eating kachi kadashim, until Chatzos, really you have the whole night to do it. So why would the Chachamim say until Chatzos if really you have the whole night? Imkein lama amru Chachamim at Chatzos. Why did the Chachamim say until Chatzos? Kedei laharchik es ha'odim en aveiro. It's because the Chachamim were a little bit afraid, they were insecure, they were worried that maybe a person, by mistake, would end up not doing it. Why? Because if a person will push it off, it may not happen. Especially at night, where you're starting to get tired after Chatzos is already the wee hours of the morning. So there's a concern that you may not end up doing it, and it's for that reason the Chachamim said that when are you supposed to say Kriya Shema? When are you supposed to do the Haktaras Evarim? When are you supposed to eat Kachi Kadashim until Chatzos? Even though really you have the whole night to do it. So really the topic of the first Mishnah is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, specifically the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. What's the earliest time that you're supposed to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Nighttime, which the Mishnah defines as the time that the Kehanim that were Tameh are now Tar and they're able to eat Truma again. What's the latest time you could do it? So we have three Shitas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, At Soifa Shmura HaRishayna, 4 hours into the night. The Chachamim said until Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel said that you have the whole night to be able to say Kriya Shema. Just one Ha'ara, read bite, if you will, just to begin Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and that is the first Tana mentioned in our Mishnah was the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, which means that Rabbi Eliezer goes down. This is part and parcel of his legacy as the first Tana ever mentioned. It's interesting. The last Masechta of Shisha Sidra Mishnah is Masechtas Uktzin, and the last Tana mentioned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Uktzin is also Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Zaycha that he's the first Tana that's mentioned, and he's the last Tana that's mentioned. The Chiddush Arim said that what did Rabbi Eliezer do to merit this? There were so many great Tanon. Why was it Rabbi Eliezer? So he explained it based on the Gemara Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer said, Meyomai loy kodmani odem the Beis Medrash. There was never a person that entered the Beis Medrash before me. He said, I was always the first person to enter the Beis Medrash. And then he said, V'loy hinachti Adam beveis medrash v'yotzasi. And when I left Beis Medrash, I never left a person behind. I was always the last person to leave Beis Medrash. Rabbi Eliezer was always the first person in Beis Medrash, and he was always the last person to leave Beis Medrash. Said the Chiddush Arim, that's why Rabbi Eliezer was zoicha, that he's the first Tana mentioned in Shas, because he was always the first person to enter Beis Medrash, and he's the last Tana that's mentioned in Shas, because he was the last person to always leave Beis Medrash. Mishnah Beis. And Mishnah Aleph discussed the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Mishnah Beis discusses the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Zok the Mishnah. Me'emesai Koyerne Shema B'Shachris. What's the earliest time that a person is able to say Kriya Shema in the morning? Says the Mishnah, Mishayakir Ben Tcheles Lelovim. When it's so light outside that you're able to tell the difference between blue and white. So if you have something that's blue and something that's white side by side, you'd be able to know which is blue, which is white. If it's so dark outside that you wouldn't know the difference between blue and white, so then you can't say Kriya Shema. Once you can tell the difference between blue and white, that's when it's time early enough, if you would like, to be able to say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Eliezer, again, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ben Tcheles Lekaris, he says, no, the shir is not when you're able to differentiate and know the difference between blue and white, but rather it's when you're able to know the difference between blue and karsi is some type of green. But the point is that it has to be a little bit later, according to Rabbi Eliezer, meaning blue and white, the colors, the contrast is much starker. As a result, even if it's darker outside, you'd still be able to tell the difference. As it relates to blue and green, the colors a lot more similar. As a result, it would have to be a little bit later. So Rabbi Eliezer is being machmer. He's saying you'd have to wait until a little bit later in the morning before it's time for you to be able to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. What's the latest time that you can say Kriya Shema? V'goymra ad ha-netz hachamo. You have to finish by Netz Hachamo. So by Netz Hachamo, also known as the Zman of Vasikin, so that would be the latest time you could say Kriya Shema. Now, if this was the halacha, we'd all have to wake up really, really early. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad Shalosh Shois. Then no, you have up to 3 hours in the morning. Why 3 hours in the morning? Shekein Derech B'nei Melachim Lamed B'Shalosh Shois. Because the Zman of Kriya Shema is related to the time that people get up in the morning, as we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos. And Rabbi Yeshua said that there are people that wake up late in the day. There are people that sleep in a shtickel. Who are these people? The Bnei Melachim, the sons of kings. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says you have up until 3 hours in the morning. What happens if somebody says Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema? So the Zman Kriya Shema pass, it's after 3 hours into the day, and you want to say Kriya Shema. Can you or can you not? So the Mishnah says two things. Number one, Loi Hifzid. If you want to say the brachos of Kriya Shema, you're allowed to say the brachos of Kriya Shema. What are the brachos of Kriya Shema? We'll see more about that in the coming Mishnayos as well. Not just that, you're going to be rewarded like someone that is Koyer B'Torah, someone that's just reading parashiyos in the Torah, because really the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema are all parashiyos in the Torah. So it's for that reason, if somebody wants to say Kriya Shema even after the Zman Kriya Shema, you could. It's no different than opening up Parshas Va'aschanon and reading the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, or opening Parshas Ekev and saying V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmu, or opening Parshas Shlach and reading the Parshas of Tzitzis. Ka'odam HaKoyer B'Torah, you'll get any reward that a person gets for learning Torah. Person learns Torah, it's a tremendous reward. So as a result, what the Mishnah is saying is, at the end of the day, even if a person does miss Zman Kriya Shema, but number one, you could say the brachas, and number two, at the end of the day, you're still going to be Ka'adam Shekoyer B'Torah. So the second Mishnah discussed the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And again, what is the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? So the earliest time is, Mishayakir Ben Tcheles Lelovan. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ben Tcheles Lekarsi. What's the Soif Zman? Again, a machloikis. One sheet is Adonai Tzachamo. Rabbi Yeshua said, you have up until 3 hours in the morning. And the truth is, this shear of Mishayakir is an interesting shear. If you look at a luach, you look at a calendar. So when's morning from a halachic perspective? So you have Alois HaShachar, that's when day begins as it relates to most halachas. Then you have Netzach Chama, which is the Zman of Asikin, which is also the Lekatchila time that you're supposed to do all mitzvahs that are dependent on day. There's also a Zman of Mishayakr. Mishayakr is Negeya, the mitzvah of Krishna, and some other mitzvahs as well, tzitzis, tefillin. But the point is, there is a Zman called Mishayakr. What's the makar to the Zman of Mishayakr? It's the second Mishnah in Shishe Sidrei Mishnah.